then the person was like, I like you. I'll be doing everything for you. But you see, attention, all those relationships, I can't do it.
So what are you here for?
I'm like... So... I busted out laughing. I'm like, so...
What are you expecting?
Like, you will not be seeing another person, though.
You know what? Hi, guys. Welcome to the second season of Love and Lost in Lagos podcast. I'm your host, Alumi. And as always, I have a very beautiful guest, a very special guest, a stunning guest, a delectable guest. Am I doing the most?
You're actually doing the most,
screaming.
Right? Because what's going on?
Because I thought that she was very chill and I was trying to hype you up so that...
I'm like, are all these
But you're stunning. Are you not stunning?
Thank you so much. I am actually.
Gorgeous, exactly.
Thank you.
So welcome. Welcome to Love and Lust.
Thank you for having me.
I like to say that the vibe here is chaotic, but it's very sweet. So there's nothing to fear. Yes.
Let's go.
So today we're going to be talking about gamophobia. Is it that gamophobia or gamophobia? Nobody should drag me. I don't know how to pronounce it. But basically, it's the fear of commitment. And I want to ask you, what's the first word that comes to your mind when you hear the word commitment?
I'd say sacrifice.
Oh, okay.
I mean, when it comes to commitment, you have to, like, you know, sacrifice a lot of things. We're talking about relationship, yeah? When
yeah,
it comes,
yeah, relationship-wise.
So, yeah, it has to do it. Because a lot of people, you see, it's when you are in a relationship that you know that people are actually in your case. When you're not, you don't get to see people that much.
Yeah.
People don't come to you that much. But when you, let's say when you're married now, that's when people start looking at you.
Yeah, you start getting, like, attention.
Exactly. So, when I say sacrifice, yeah, what I mean is, yeah, sacrificing your love or whatever you have for the person by, you know, avoiding or, you know, letting go of all of that, those attention, as you said. Yeah, that's pretty much commitment. And you making that decision, saying that, you know what, I want to do this.
Yeah, I want to do this person.
Yeah, I want to do this with this person.
Yeah. So have you ever been at a point in your life where you weren't ready to make that sacrifice with somebody else? Like, have you ever struggled with commitment at any point or...
I have never. I've always been that... I mean, if you tell me how you feel and what you want us to do and I'm okay with it...
Yeah, down.
I'm down. But when I now notice that you're just being, would I say corny or... whatever word you can come up with. When I notice that, I think the whole word commitment is like thrown out the window. Pretty much.
Yeah. I think there are just some people that you date at some point or you talk to at some point and you just spot some red flags that, yeah, this is not a commitment
this
type
is not,
of person.
This is not even worth committing my commitment.
Your time, your energy.
Exactly.
There's no need. So what do you think some of those red flags are? I know there's some people that once you start mentioning anything serious, they get very, like, anxious or closed off.
Let's not even go in with the whole serious and all of that. There are, like, little things, right, that you'd ask for in a relationship. Not really ask for. Little things that you are supposed to do in a relationship.
That should come to you naturally.
That should come naturally. But when you're not saying it, I don't think the person is ready. Or maybe the person doesn't know what relationship should be all about.
Yeah.
I've had this case of where this particular person and I were actually seeing and all of that. But it takes this person like 3 to 4 days to reach out to me. Yeah.
3 to 4 days.
I tell you. I want to ask, the person will be like, don't worry. The fact that I don't actually reach out to you doesn't mean I don't think about you. I still think about you. I'm like...
So why can't you pick up your phone and say like, that doesn't even make any sense.
Exactly. So these are the things, this is actually what you don't expect. You're not supposed to think about this, but
why is it even a question? Why are we even debating it? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I have to reach out to him like, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. So why have you been quiet? Just been going through stuff. Okay.
I hate that thing. You know, people use that thing as a cop-out. I'm sorry. Yes, people go through things. But when you've not reached out for days and then you're like, I've just been going through stuff. It's crazy.
This has not happened to me once. It hasn't happened to me twice.
And they'll be posting on their socials, I'm sure.
Tell me. See,
Agreed.
Of back course. To back.
Of course.
Their status.
Can you imagine?
I'm like, you have time to post on your status, but then you can't text me? So okay, don't call me. Text.
What's the point?
It's crazy.
It's just giving like stupid excuses. It's crazy. Like that, like.
The one that actually bossed my, the fact that I don't reach out to you doesn't mean I don't think about you.
That's exactly what that means. Like, if you actually cannot, because I should, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to sound funny, but I should be the first person on your mind when you wake up
when you wake up in the morning.
I should be the person that you want to update with whatever you are doing.
Why is it hard?
It's not hard, honestly. I feel like if it's something that you want to do, is how they always say, if he wanted to, he will.
He will.
At the end of the day.
So, what I'm trying to deduce from what you said now is that person wasn't really serious.
Yeah, then. At the end of the day, just...
Yeah.
And I'm sure he has probably tried that excuse with other babes and they still be there like, oh, okay. He said he's going through something. Oh, let me be understanding. Let
why,
me
not
be
why too am I needy, here? Bruh. You're going through stuff. Why am I here?
Exactly. Talk to me. Exactly. Am I going to bite you? And it's even different. And one thing that blows my mind is, especially if in your case, you were cool with the person, you gave them that safe, like, space. You were never like, oh, don't talk to me if it's not about anything or whatever. Like, so why did you come up with the conclusion in your head that I don't want to be,
it's crazy,
like, involved? It's, then why do we like each other? Is it just
exactly,
for, like,
just have fun and all. Pretty much.
But, yeah, there's so many red flags like that. And if aside talking, seeing is another thing. Because me, I believe that if you are living in the same state with somebody,
mm-hmm,
and you can't see the person, like, they are constantly, like, rain checking or mm-hmm ghosting you,
mm-hmm,
or say, there's a problem. You can't tell me that you like me. And every time we set up a date, you have a meeting.
Yeah, work.
There is traffic.
Work.
The math is not mathing. Like, make it make sense.
It doesn't make sense, actually.
But why do you think some people are so afraid to, like, commit? Aside wanting to, like, keep playing the streets, do you think some people have valid reasons for not wanting to commit?
I don't know. Probably, would I say they've probably been traumatized?
Mm.
Or they've committed before and it didn't turn out well, so they don't even want to, like, you know.
Yeah, try again.
Try again. I'm thinking that's what I think. Maybe that's why. Or some people can just be just want to be a bomb bastard and say, you know what, let's do this for what it's worth.
Yeah.
And just move on. For me, that's pretty much it. Why would you be afraid to commit though? What's the point of asking somebody out if you don't want to commit?
Yeah, because I'll have conversations with some guys, or I've had conversations with some guys where they're like, I really like you. It's not like I'm not seeing anybody else, but I don't want to, like, get into, I'm not ready for a relationship. Or they'll be telling me about a babe that they like that, but I just can't. And I'm like,
do you know? I explained this like last week. It wasn't last week or 2 weeks ago.
Are you serious?
So a particular person actually called me and was like, I mean, I've known this person. I met the person twice, like, in rare occasions.
Yeah.
And the person was like, I like you. I'll be doing everything for you, but you see, attention, all those relationships, I can't do it.
So what are you here for?
I'm like...
Like...
So... I busted out laughing. I'm like, so...
What are you expecting?
It's like, you will not be seeing another person, though.
You know what? They're also the...
When he said that, I'm like... Wait, come again? Then he said it again. I'm like, nah, you're not okay.
And I'll use your words. There are actually some bastards like that. I'm so
they
sorry.
Are but actually, truly, you don't have to be sorry. They are.
It's like you want to eat your cake
and have it.
And if they see you outside with another person, you'll be
it's
like,
it's a problem.
Blah, 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 blah.
You can't
or if
commit,
they know you're talking to somebody.
I can't see someone else. That's bullshit. I can swear, yeah?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Because I actually don't understand people like that. I was in something with somebody like that a while back. And I remember, so I was in uni at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person called me because we talk every day. Talk every day, everything. But to give the commitment was an issue.
Why?
So one day he called me. And I had another person over. And that one was in the background playing PS, whatever. And he was making noises. He was not like, oh, who is in your room this early? And I was like, oh, I can't talk. I'll call you back later. I caught this. This guy sent me a message.
An episode.
Was like, oh. If I was the one that had a babe in my blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't fucking care. Like, you don't want to come. What's the point?
Why are you jealous?
Do you want to hold my destiny down? Like, what's the... You don't want... What do you want? Why are people so selfish?
It's crazy.
I don't get it. I really don't. Okay, so we've talked about your red flags or some of the things that you can look out for. What are some of the things that are green flags when it comes to commitment? That once person says it or shows it, you're like, this person is here to stay. This look on your face is killing me.
And they say, you know that, yeah, this person is down. I mean, yeah. I mean, there are some love languages that you both must have, you know, probably discussed and all of that. And the person is not 100% showing it, but let's say 70, 80% showing those things off.
Yeah.
That can actually be a green flag. Like, you know what? Yeah, maybe this person is serious or wants to commit. I can't
think of anything else. But yeah, I think you're right. And I also think that when the person is being, they're not waiting for you to like be proactive. If they are the ones like bringing up certain conversations or like asking you certain things or just, you know, gestures. Because like I said, like you said, rather, how are you not texting me for 2 to 3 days and you are okay? You're not on your hospital bed. Something bad. You are alive. You're not texting me.
Yeah.
It's an issue.
For me, right, I feel like once I get up, the first person I want to speak to is likely my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And, you know, probably tell the person, give the person, like, what the my plan for the day.
Yeah.
What
I'm supposed so to then do. They're updated.
Update this person. I mean, I've had something like that, and it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. I mean, the person will wake up like this, call me, how you doing? What's your plan for the day? Da 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 da. When he goes off lunch, lunch break and all, reach out to me, how you doing? Hope you're good. How's it going? So yeah, these are kind of like the green flags.
Yeah.
Because I just remembered one now. So yeah.
Yeah. Talk
to me.
Like, give carry me updates. The person along.
Carry me along.
It's not too much to
it's
ask.
It's not actually, it's just like... few data. It's just few data to burn. Pretty much.
Yeah. So what's the craziest? Have you ever, let me not ask you what is, let me not assume. Have you ever received like a very ridiculous reason from somebody for not wanting to commit? Like, I know you mentioned the person that said, but is there anybody else that's told you like, oh, because of X, Y, Z, yeah, I can't be with you, like fully?
No, I haven't. Aside from this one, I just told you, no, I haven't. But this one is crazy though.
You don't want me to be
I like
thing,
you. I like you. I'll be
I'm
doing
here
all
for
the,
you. That's the
I'm
one that here. Killed me.
I'll be doing all the boyfriend duties. I'll be doing all the boyfriend duties and all of that, but I can't give you my attention. If I'm supposed to give you like 95, I can give you 5. I can give you 5.
It doesn't even...
But you can't be seeing somebody else. When I ask why, you'd be like, because of my work. Person is a known person. Because of my work and all of that, I'd rather not. I don't have time.
Is this person in the music industry?
I don't have time, no.
Okay, because music boys.
No, let's let
the
me
worst.
Go. Let's let me go into all of that.
Worst.
Those guys, nah. No, they are the worst.
Ah.
It was shocking coming from this particular person. I mean, I've heard him talk about things like that. I'm like, And he came to me and he was like saying this. I'm like,
Because at that point, you just have to laugh. Because like,
I know I busted
what
out.
What other
like,
reaction
I
can
just
you
started laughing.
Give?
I'm like, what?
Nah, that's actually
say it again,
funny.
And he said it again
with confidence and vim. I'm very sure.
I'm like, boy, Omar, rude, very rude person.
Nah, I think the most ridiculous reason I've gotten, not to shade people or anything, is, oh, I can't be with you right now because I want to be a better person for you. That doesn't make any
sense. What
does
that mean?
It doesn't even mean anything. Like, when you actually
Are you in therapy?
Like, it doesn't mean... That's the thing, though. It's not as if, oh, everybody in your life knows that this person is on a self-development
like,
team.
Is the person in rehab?
You are out every freaking night, living your
balling.
Best life, bawling.
Bro.
I want to be a better... It doesn't even make sense.
That's a flimsy excuse, actually.
And I remember when the person told me, I was just like, no problem, love and lights. And I just like, because there was no point. The only thing that annoyed me was that I wasted time on that person. But yeah. I want to be a better person. It's the same thing as people that say when they break up with you, it's not me. I mean, it's you or something stupid
it's not
like
you,
that.
It's me. It's nothing. It doesn't have anything to do with you. It's me.
Nah, people are actually crazy.
They are.
And do you think that, this may be a controversial question, but do you think that younger guys find it harder to commit than older guys?
Yeah, they are.
Why do you think so?
It's actually not. It's not. I mean, guys these days, of this generation, of our generation,
yeah,
I think they find it hard to, you know, commit. They all just want, like, you know, jump here, eat from here, eat from there.
Yeah.
I don't know what gave them this notion, but it's... So whenever I want to... If I'm going to go out with you, I'm like, yeah, how old are you? I'll first ask you...
Let's make sure.
How old are you? Let's know that way. Maybe you have sense, or if you don't have, just keep it moving. No, guys of this age, no.
I agree, actually.
Guys of this age, no. I can't.
I agree.
It won't work.
Because I remember liking somebody.
You find it hard.
Like, yeah. I remember liking somebody that was my age mate. And and I say my age mate very carefully, because me personally, in general, I'm very much attracted to people that are older than me. Mm. But for the first time in my life that year, I said, let me level with you.
Right.
So this person was talking to me like they wanted to date me. Like, we're talking every day. They were making, doing all the gestures, everything.
Mm-hmm.
After, like, months, or maybe almost, like, not up to a year, but maybe, like, 8 months, this guy was just like, oh, by the way, he likes somebody else too, just as much as he likes me.
Huh?
He has been talking to the person and giving the person the same energy. It wasn't asking me that, oh, why am I acting like this now? Don't I know that it's possible to like two people the same,
like, how's that, like, possible?
I know these alter stupid young children at the same vibration, at the same level. I said it's not your fault, it's my fault.
Exactly.
I leveled with you.
Yeah.
So I actually agree to an extent that younger guys are just very like, just
I don't think all of them though. Like, let's say,
well, yeah, I'm sure there are a few ones that are just like, 85% they know what they want.
Of them are bastards.
So my final question.
What is it?
So you know how people say things like, oh, I can't change him, I can't fix him. Yeah. Do you think it's possible
to change?
My sister,
wake up, or you can't.
That's the people that are looking for projects.
You cannot.
The people that are looking for projects that are bored with their lives. But do you think that it's possible to change a commitment, like, phobe into somebody that wants to, like, somebody that has commitment phobia? Do you think it's possible to change them into
one? When is it phobia?
Like, they don't want to commit. Like, they are always running away from the conversation of this, from the... Do you think you can help them?
So we're gonna visit with the reason why you don't want to commit first.
Mm.
If the reason makes sense to me,
yeah,
I'll be like, maybe we can change this.
Mm.
But if it doesn't, I don't think you can change. You can change the person that has phobia. Maybe the person was traumatized from their previous,
like,
relationships,
yeah,
and all of
possible.
That. If that's the only reason he's giving you, I'm sure you can. But if it's not that, and they say, I want to build myself,
I want to be a better person.
I want to be a better person
for you.
Forget it, my sister.
You don't get the fuck.
My sister, you cannot. It's not possible. You better look for another. You know what? Just save yourself the stress and just live your life.
There's no
till a better one comes.
Exactly.
Because trust me, they will come.
Yeah, and do you know that that's the annoying thing? That's another annoying thing. Have you ever experienced that thing where somebody is with you and they are absolute shit, for a lack of better language, but then immediately you leave them, you now see that they'll get into a serious relationship and they're like doing the absolute most. Everything that they could not do before.
They didn't do to
they're
you.
They're not even asking
they're
for
not doing it.
That thing annoys
it's
me.
It's
that
crazy.
Thing annoys me so much. And a lot of women have experienced that thing. They're not like, oh, so I molded you for another babe, basically.
Yeah.
So don't be looking for projects. Men will disgrace you.
Yeah, they will stay in your white.
Last. But yeah, so like I said at the beginning of this podcast, the vibe is sweet, but it's chaotic.
It is.
And to shake things up, we have a segment called, literally the name of our podcast, Love or Lost. I have questions here on love, and I have questions on lust. I'm going to ask you to randomly pick a number. So we'll start with love. randomly pick a number from 1 to 7, and I'll ask you a question based on the number you pick.
7.
7. Ooh, okay. How do you know when you're in love?
So how I know I'm in love is I always want to like talk to this person almost every minute, right?
Yeah.
Regardless if the person is busy or whatever, I still want to like, you know, call you, hear your voice, text you, and all of that. Yeah. That's pretty much how. And when I see something that's cute, I'm like, oh, this would be cute on this person.
Yeah. So they're always on your mind, basically.
Always.
Yeah. So for lust as well, pick a random number from 1 to 7 again.
7.
What? 777. Okay. Would you rather... Oh, okay. Would you get back with your ex for $250,000?
If it's contract-based, why not?
Wow, wow, wow. I was not expecting that answer. I thought she was going to give me a bold no, never. But if it's contract... So what do you mean by if it's contract-based?
I mean, we can agree to get the money and all of that. Mm. I could just, you know... Yo, I'm doing this because of the money, so don't expect anything
get
from
too comfortable.
Me. Yeah, don't get too comfortable.
I love it. I'm here for it. $250 in this economy. It's not busy. You can really do a lot of stuff.
Even the ex self will agree. If you don't marry, gone.
I'm screaming. Wow. We're really unlocking a lot of things. We're unpacking and unlocking a lot of things.
I'm just saying. $250,000.
Yeah.
Ah. Dollars. That's money, man.
American dollars.
American dollars. You go agree. You go tell your wife, says, don't worry. We're just,
wait, you and your ex, are you on cool terms? Like,
no, we're not.
You don't talk to your ex. Are you that type of person that is like, oh, once you're my ex?
Your ex, you are gone.
You are dead to me.
You are dead.
I'm screaming.
Yeah. I've had situations where they always check. I'm like, when they do that, I just hit the block button. And,
yeah, so you're blocked. Never again. I love that.
And they always find their way to reach out to me. I don't know how.
Because they want you back. They want the spice. Mm-mm. They want the spice.
Be gone, Satan.
I'm screaming. She said you are Satan. But yeah, this has been fun. Thank you so much.
I didn't even know I could spill all of this though. I sound like I have something up there.
No, but you do now. You give us lots of gems, a lot of, you know. And you're very chill throughout. You're just on you, very like. I'm just here.
Chilling.
I love it.
Thank you for having me, by the way.
Thank you for coming.
I had fun doing this.
Yay. I'm glad. So, guys, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, comment. And I always say that share is very important. Don't be stingy with comments. If you enjoyed the podcast, share the link. Mm-hmm. We'll catch you next time on Love and Lust in Lagos. Bye.
Bye.